Welcome to the Council of Moms. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. I'm glad you're here. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. If you're listening on Spotify or another platform, welcome. We're also on YouTube. You can go ahead and leave us a comment. We'd love to know what you think of the show. We'd also love for you to join the conversation. This is the Council of Moms. It's a safe place. It's a place that you go for validation, no judgment, and also some good ideas or information, because we all know we're all making it up as we go, right? Like, we're doing the best we can. And we need each other. We need that kind of connection and support. And that's why the Council of Moms is here. And today, for today's council, I have
Tanya Vistanet.
And I'd love to know what your relationship is to motherhood right now, or what kind of mom you are.
Okay. I have 3 daughters who are all married and 9 grandchildren, 6 grandsons, 3 granddaughters.
And you're so lucky.
It's awesome. And my relationship to motherhood is still trying to figure it out.
That's a reassuring, because I, from the outside looking in, I'm like, oh, you know all of the answers. Teach me.
Oh, my word.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
We also have...
I'm Brittany Phillips, and my relationship to motherhood right now is I'm actually a mom through different ways. I'm a stepmom, I am an adoptive mom, and I had children biologically as well. And so my kids range from 16 down to 4, and yeah, busy phase of life. So
yeah, definitely.
And let's see, where am I at? LaVon Wells, I am the empty nester.
Okay.
So in the beginning, it was a little bit traumatic for me, but I'm really enjoying life. So this is fun, you know.
Yeah, this is
took
fun.
A couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. A couple of months getting used to it, but I love it. And I do have a new grandbaby. Well, she's not that new. She's 4 now. But, you know, the phase I'm in right now is getting out of all the children's way and just letting them live life.
Okay.
And having, like, an opinion, but stopping myself and just realizing, and it's just freeing me up. And I really love it. And just realizing that they truly have their own answers, and I don't get to get in the way of their experience, because here I am, you know.
This is good advice for me to hear, because
yeah, I'm having mine.
I believe it, but like I have to practice it. It's not something that comes like naturally to me.
Yeah, I actively practice it.
I'll be like, oh, that sounds really great. Have you also thought, maybe you should consider, it's like I can't help myself.
If the rule is, if they're not asking me, I'm not offering. And
that's
it's tough.
Good rule. That's okay.
It's tough. But
this is why
we
need the council, though. I'm not kidding, though. This is one of the reasons why, like, it's so important, because sometimes I have to get it out, but I could get it out to you and say, like, and I know better, and here's why, and here's what I think they should do, and they're going to do. And then you can be with your kids and go, that's great. Now tell me more about
it. Yeah.
Tell me
and
more.
And it's such a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, I'm doing this, and I did that, and that really didn't work out. No, it fell. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if you just came to me, I could have told you that in the first 30 seconds.
It's so hard.
But I also know I honor them as a soul. So
yeah. Well,
and
that's
I
the
get
thing.
To get out of the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it frees me up.
Okay.
I realize it's actually a gift.
I like this, because you're on the other side of this. I love that, because sometimes – We don't know where it will lead. We just think it's going to be the worst, right?
Yeah. Well, I just need to listen to you all day.
I know. Like, I know. All of you.
My kids are all in their 30s, all married, and I'm still like, do this, do this, do this. Mm-hmm. It's
But you're all close,
empty nesters,
right?
Yeah. But they all live really close, and I have a hard time not jumping in.
You know, it's the,
I want to fix it.
Yeah, it's this thing that we... It's really an attachment.
Yeah.
I know. I always wonder if it's control, but maybe it is attachment.
It's control. The need to attach is a form of control.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And when we really go to that space or that willingness to just say, you know what? I'm enough as far as taking care of myself. I can't barely figure it out for myself.
Yeah, I'm only in charge of
I'm only in charge of me. Yeah.
But it's hard when you are in charge of every little aspect of your kid's life for so long, just to suddenly be like, yeah, I'm cool, whatever.
Well, guess what? You get to face you. Yeah. And some of us adults don't want to do it. We got advice for everybody.
Well, our question for today is actually related to this. So I'm really loving where the conversation is going, because it's how do you help your kids grow? Mm. And I think that no matter what age your kids are, I think we've all had this experience where you feel like they are like, no, I'm good. And you're like, no, you actually need to grow and develop in this area or whatever. So how do you encourage that at different ages, you know, or different stages of development of your kids? Because I think when they're little, it's easier in the sense of you just say, this is what we're doing. You're going to grow and learn because this is what we're doing. And then they get older and they realize that they hold all the cards. It's a sad day.
Oh, just
sad, sad day. So how do you help your kids grow?
I think I get put in my place more than I want to be. My kids are going to laugh at this, but.
No, I love this. I want all the.
I said something on Sunday, my opinion of something, and two of my son-in-laws went, okay, Mom. I was like, what?
Your son-in-law?
You can't.
The audacity.
I have three daughters and three son-in-laws. They're all awesome, but they also all have personalities.
Yeah.
And they're all adults, and I sometimes forget that.
So what did you do?
My husband started laughing, and I just went, okay, I guess you get to decide for yourself. And that's the hardest part for me, is letting them decide for themselves.
Yeah. Mm. But have you found ways, though, that, like, motivate them that have worked in the long term? You can see where my brain is. I know. I'm so transparent. I thought I could hide that a little bit better.
Nah.
How do we motivate our kids to do what we want? No, just kidding. But, like, just motivate them for whatever is in their best interest. Is that what it is?
I've dealt with this with one of my kids, and I don't know if I have a good answer, but I think I had to come to terms with I literally have no control of what this child does, but I can help them, like, find something they love, something they're passionate about, give them opportunities to try new things. And hopefully by doing that, they'll find something to give them motivation. And that's actually been really, really helpful for this child in particular. I think that some kids just have that innate motivation, and some kids, they have to, like, really seek it to find it. So I think just allowing them to try different things and find their passions.
Yeah. Wow. I do think that if it's motivated on something that they have chosen and you're just feeding that, you're encouraging that, that's different than, hey, have you ever thought about this? Which
and the way to get them to that place is ask questions instead of make statements. Ask questions. So what do you think about that? Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? And you can say that a little bit different, because now they're kind of caught on to that. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
You know, so you got to, you know, switch it up a little bit. So when you did that, you know, what was going on inside of you, in your head? Like, what was going on inside of your head? And they're like, well, I didn't quite think about it. I was just having a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Mm. And so, and I think that a second part to that as well is when you ask the question, really mean it.
Yeah. Like, it has to be sincere.
It's actually work. Mm-hmm. You have to show up energetically when you say, so what's going on in your head? Like, you may have to go and do, like, a little Rocky anthem or something in the bathroom.
Call your girlfriends in the closet.
Then come out fighting.
Right now. Yeah, it's happening.
We got to change it up. The old way, it just isn't working.
I think you make a really good point, though. Even, like, the tone in which you say it can really make them feel cringy inside. I'm using my kids' words here. Cringy. Listen. Or it can be like, wow, she actually, like, genuinely believes I can do this on my own and believes that I have some power here, right? Like, not trying to manipulate me or control me, which they can, I think they can feel that. When
I know. Silence is golden. It's like, just pause and wait a minute before I open my mouth.
Well, because sometimes they just need to vent, just like we do. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is driving me nuts and I hate this. And they're not asking you to fix it or to say, yeah, drop out or don't do that. Or they're just, I can hear myself.
Do you see the face?
In my head, I go like, relax your face.
Yes.
Relax your face.
Yes.
And then don't say anything. Yeah. You can say this later. Yes, you're right, Lisa. Yes, you are right. Stop. Don't say it.
Don't react.
Yes, you told them this 2 weeks ago. Nope, don't say it. Nobody needs to know
right.
it. And I'm, it's like, but I want to be listening and actively, but it is really hard to, like, not have that impulse.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a daughter, my oldest daughter, bless her heart, that now if I'm not listening enough, she does this. And I'm like, you can't put your hand up at me.
I'm your mom.
She's like, Mom, that means stop talking. Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
What a beautiful angel you have. What a beautiful mirror.
Honestly, I love like, that for boundaries. She knows
instead
what
of just
she
like
needs.
Quietly holding it in and being resentful. I mean,
that's true.
She's like, I asked for your help, but it doesn't mean I need your help.
Yeah. I know. You're like, duh, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the fixer. And I have a husband that is a great support, but we're very different. Mm. And he's the funny, happy guy that they'll always go to for easy things. And they come to me for hard things, so I think I need to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you came to me with this question, and then they get enough, and they're like, I got it. That's enough. How dare you?
Yeah. I love it.
I wonder, too, if, like, I wonder how much, obviously our kids are watching us all the time and our actions speak louder than our words and things like that. But I feel like maybe with just the stage of parenting that I'm in with teenagers and young adults, I wonder if it really did sink in, my actions. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And how much do you trust that in trying to motivate your kids of like, well, I'm trying to like learn and grow, so my kids will too. But how, what's your perspective on that? Do you think that they do?
I like to think about my own journey.
Yeah.
To where I'm at. And like, I did lots of dumb things, and my parents probably could have stepped in and said a lot of stuff, and it would have made me mad. And I had to figure that out. Like, that was part of the journey. And so I catch myself now like biting my tongue. Like, I can't say all the things. Stop talking. I know I have good intentions. The reason I want to fix the things is because I want the best for them. But part of the journey and part of the whole process is for them to figure it out on their own and to make mistakes. And somebody wise told me once that if they could go back and reparent their kids, they would let them make more mistakes and they would allow them to screw up big. And I've really tried to internalize that. I'm not good at it, but I'm practicing allowing them to spend their money how they would like. I mean, I would teach them, and then I back off, right? Teach them what I believe and then allow them to make choices. And it's hard sometimes.
It's really hard.
I'm just remembering a time a few years ago. I was at my parents kind of complaining, like, they're not listening. They're not doing this right. And I'm like, but I don't even know if I'm doing it right. So I asked my mom, I said, when did you stop worrying about me? I'm the oldest of eight kids. Mm. And she looked at me. And so this was, probably 50, a few years ago. And she looked at me and she goes, I still worry about what you are going to eat. I still worry about how you're spending your money. And I'm like,
yes, that's what my mom said. And she's in her 70s. I was like, what?
It never stops.
It never stops.
So
she's like,
I guess we have to learn, you're right, how to be the adult. And I don't like that all the time.
Although one time I was kind of aggressive with my mom and I was like going through a like ridiculous hard situation. And I was like, you never told me that there would be days like this. You never told me that life could get this bad. Like, you didn't tell me. Like, I was just like, because you go to your mom because it's the safest. Because who else could I be mad at? It was just like nobody's fault. Mm. I was like, you never told me. And she was like, yeah, no, I didn't. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't see any of this coming.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And I just had to laugh because I thought we do look for our moms to be sort of extraordinary in the way that they can like predict what we will need and what we like, as if any of us do that. And there's like there's a comfort in that for us being the safe place, but we don't have all the answers. Yeah. And so there's like this deep humility in it of, what's coming around the corner for my kid that I don't know that, you know, will help me motivate them to, you know, be a better person or be the best they can be, whatever that means.
Well, that's why it's called the journey.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called the journey for a reason. Yeah.
I am curious, though, if there is an example that you can think of, like, of a way to motivate a kid to grow in a certain way that actually worked or just turned out, you know, to be like a positive experience like that?
Honestly, it's been just me doing it for myself. When I look back at it, like even my daughter who is in college now and everything else, she'll say something to me and she'll just say, well, from watching you and seeing how much you've gone through and what you've experienced in life, that encourages me. Just a random, out of nowhere.
You're like?
18 in college. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she was watching.
Okay.
Boy, what else does she see?
They're watching more than we realize.
Yeah, but she was... Yeah. Yeah, she was able to pull that up, which I was really surprised. She's like, I know you've been through some stuff.
That's a good
example.
And
I know I should probably be a little bit more grateful because you've given me a whole lot more than you got as a kid, you know. And she was conscious of that. And it's not like I was talking about it. You know, in high school, she came to me and just said, you know, you never really tell me much about growing up. I'm like, well, what do you want to know? I don't want to throw all that stuff on you.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I want to hear about it all. So I was like, okay, here's a chunk of it. She's like, wow, that's pretty heavy. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, but look at me now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You can grow.
I'm still on the journey.
Yeah.
But I'm stronger.
Yeah, that is the truth. Like, I do think that the kind of parenting style of, like, trying to look like the authority of, like, this is how we live or this is what you, like, I don't think that fools anybody.
No.
But.
The example I'm thinking of is when I had a child that was pretty unmotivated. I think they were actually dealing with some mental health things. Mm-hmm. And so really addressing the real issue, the deeper issue, instead of trying to fix the surface level problem, was helpful. So showing them how loved they were instead of focusing on the problem, focusing on the love and the great things that they were doing. And I think that helped a lot. And, you know, helping them find answers, asking when, do you want me to help you solve this? Or are you just needing to vent and get some feelings out? And that is, it's a, like a balance, a fine balance.
Yeah.
And to what you just said, I mean, be even open to, you know what, that's not, as your mom, that's not part of my scope of my practice. When there's, you know, if you're feeling like, because nowadays the kids will come and tell you, you know, I'm having issues with depression, anxiety. I'm having some mental illnesses, things like that. Or I feel like I need to see someone and be willing to say, hey, do you need to see a professional?
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm your mom, but that's not my scope of practice. I don't have my degree in that, certificate in that. I never even went to school for that. I never even went to school. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, what can I do? You know, how can I support you? And you'd be surprised. They'll either say, nah, I'm just having a tough day. Or, is it okay that I see a specialist?
Yeah.
Is that okay? You know, because they want to know, is that okay?
Yeah.
You know, just be like, yeah, sure. Everybody. Well, if you know people that are seeing therapists, you know, but everybody I know, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people that I know, a lot of acquaintances that I know, you know, they're all up in that therapy and getting support and assistance for their relationships, and their kids are still home, kids are out of the home. So whatever it is that they need, maybe there's a source outside of the home that we can ask. Yeah. You know,
and I think that has been a big thing that I've learned, like, as my kids have gotten older. It's like they will either literally or with a subtext say to me, I already know what you think.
Right.
Like, I know.
Right.
Because I think, maybe you don't know. And they're like, no, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need to do this on my own or I need to talk to somebody else, like a therapist, or a friend or whatever. Like, I just want a different perspective or advice on that because I already know what you think, and I would like to get somebody else's opinion or something like that. And I think that that is an important part of their growth and development, that if I say no or I'm hurt by that, that it sort of changes our relationship of what they can share with me or not, or what they want to share with me. I've had to be, like, mindful of that.
There's definitely been times that I've said, I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what I think, but I don't know enough.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something you probably need to go outside of this bubble and learn something for yourself or figure out how to help yourself. And that's something I feel like has changed with our children's generation.
I do
and maybe
too.
It's more open
to
talk about things. And I don't have those answers. I guess I don't wish I did. I don't know. Sometimes I wish I did, but I certainly don't. So yeah. I want to be the place they'll come that they know either mom can help or she'll tell me to get help, but they can't make that decision somehow. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And I want to ask you guys about that because I see this too with our sort of generation, maybe Gen X, too, of where we're trying to figure out like how much to help, like what that like motivation for growth actually really looks like. Does that mean you have a safe place and you can live here as long as you want? Does that mean I'll help you look for apartments? Does that mean you find your own apartment? Like,
that's one example on many.
Like, I'm even thinking of like my daughter in high school, for example. If she wants to, you know, I'm encouraging her to go get a part-time job because I feel like that is an important part of her development. Mm-hmm. And she's not. So do I say you have to? Well, then what? Do I go and help her get the application? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
yes.
How much? And you can do that with a million different parenting questions, you know, with how much you help them adult or learn those skills or motivate them to grow in different ways, pay for music lessons or art lessons or whatever, until what age and what's your, like, what?
Okay.
Help
this,
me.
This is a good question that you're, well, insight that you're putting out there.
I'm being vulnerable.
No,
Margaret's not going to watch this, so it's fine. Sorry, hi, Margaret.
The good news is I'm sure everyone here, I can't speak for everyone here, but there's a lot of people out there, same question.
Yeah,
it's
I think
like,
so.
Yeah, it's like,
and we're kind of afraid
home?
To ask.
Nah,
right.
I don't think you should move back home.
Like how much? And,
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it comes, well, I'm going to go there.
Okay.
I have my morning practice. My morning practice is I sit in my red chair. I have a red chair, sits in a corner, and I literally sit there and then I talk with myself and I do my breathing exercise. I do my meditate. I do whatever it takes just to get me quiet. And then I literally just, it's a part of my self-care. So I really sit myself down and if anything like that comes up, I'll bring it to the table.
Yeah.
I'll bring it to me. And I'll just be like, okay, do I need to assist my daughter in getting
what's the pressing issue of the day?
Comes back, show me. Let me seek with clarity. Because I'm telling you, attempting to do it by myself is futile. I mean, just using my analytical mind or my own belief system or the way I was raised or the lack of how I was raised, it's going to get me in trouble. So I have to really sit down and I really do tap into my heart. I really have to, I go there. I choose to go there. And I will even put my hand on my heart and just say, okay, for today, how am I speaking it? How am I showing up for people? How am I, you know, bringing the peace? I mean, this, I feel uncomfortable, X, Y, and Z. How do I bring the comfort in? How do I bring the peace in? And I'm telling you, I will hear, I will see something. It could be in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden I see a billboard, and it's just like, remain calm, all is well. I mean, but I'm setting myself up to be presented with that. And that's that work
that's
that we talk about.
That's a beautiful, though, like spiritual practice, though, that resonates
to.
With me.
I have to, because I don't have the answer. We don't have the answers for these kids.
Because every kid is different, and every situation's different. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate you sharing that.
And it comes, and it comes. Mm. And I think that's that part that most, we get busy, busy, busy. I'll speak from myself because I don't like to be spitting on people. I tell people to sit instead of spit. get quiet, get silent, stop spitting on people. All these opinions. And I just came up one day with my practice and I just said, I get to sit with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then things were just coming to me. I mean, I wasn't no particular dogma or anything. Just me sitting in the presence of peace and love and all the yummy stuff.
Yeah.
And things were coming to me. And I'll be sitting sometimes and nothing comes. And like I said, middle of the day, I'll see the billboard. Or I'll be sitting there, it'll immediately come. Like this flood of insight and inspiration. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it like in human words, but it's just this flow of beauty that comes through and just says, make sure they have a breakfast and they won't be so grumpy when they get in the car. And I've done that. And that's when I wasn't an empty nester. And then there was peace.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she's coming home from college. you don't have to tell her she's needs to get a job right away. She already knows. And I'll hear that. She already knows. Mm. And I'm like, oh, so I don't need to say anything. Yeah. Nope. Don't say a word. Then all of a sudden she calls me on a Sunday. Hey, when I get home from college, I know I'm going to be staying with you. This is my plan. I'm going to actually get a job because I want to be able to pay for my tuition again like I did You see what I'm saying? And sometimes I get in the way and I don't listen. And I open my mouth when I should have kept it shut.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden there's contention.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just go, ooh. But I don't beat myself up. I go, ooh. And then I go, oh, and I still love myself.
Yeah. I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best I can, but I really do love myself. Yeah. It's all right. So
I think
when we get in black and white thinking, that's what gets us in trouble.
I love that.
Our kids have to have a job at this age. And mm-hmm. like I grew up with a lot of that. And then some of those things were challenged. Like we don't get divorced in our family. That was a thing. And like I understand where my parents were coming from when they said that, but it got me in trouble when I was in a really unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, we don't get divorced. We don't get divorced. Yep. And so I stayed longer than I should have. Mm. And so I think when we set rules like that, instead of listening to our intuition and being guided, mm-hmm. That we get in trouble.
Yeah, good point.
I find like you, I just need to be still. I need to have some quiet time. And I try to make that every day, whether it's walking outside or sitting in my spot on the couch. The girls always knew that's mom's spot. Like nobody's, it's ridiculous actually.
I love it.
You know, they'd come home from school, mom's in her spot. Like, well, I'm making sure everyone's here. Mm. But I just feel like I need some quiet time to calm my brain because whatever I bring into the situation is going to multiply.
Yeah.
So if I bring stress that I'm already worried about them and I'm worried about their problems and then they feel that. So if I can calm myself, and I don't know what the answer is.
It's going to be different.
I never kicked my kids out of the house, but they left. And when they made the decision to move on, do other things, I was like, okay, this is it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Like you don't, your fallback is not to move back in. Your fallback should be to find something else. Now, obviously we've had some times when those things have happened, but it's kind of like you're launching. I need to help you. And you need to figure this out. That's part of becoming an adult. And I'm still figuring out how to be an adult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the club. Now you're part of that, figuring out how to be an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing. Grandkids
stop
change
with the grandkids.
Everything.
I want one
and
so
make
bad.
You,
it's not going to happen for me for a long time.
It makes me look at my parenting a little bit softer.
Really?
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It's like, I actually did okay. Mm-hmm. Look at the,
Oh, I love that.
So.
Yeah, oh, that's so great.
You know, it's really... Sorry.
No, okay. Please. Do you have another...
No, I was going to say, the bottom line is there is no cookie cutter remedy. Just do the best you can. Choose from the box of tools you have. And if they didn't work, come on, stop using those. And if they do work, amplify that.
Yeah.
Chill out, everybody.
I love that. This is why I love the Council of Moms, because that's what I needed, you know? Like, this is, everybody's different. Mm. That growth and motivation, it can feel so competitive when it's just not. It's about learning how to be an adult. So thank you for reminding me to, like this is no black and white thinking and to enjoy that and to find those quiet moments. Very well said. Great counsel. And so I hope everyone has their own Council of Moms. If not, you can borrow ours. You are invited. Thanks for watching or listening or both.